This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The Home Improvement Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Association Talk Show Host of the Year Award. Our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Broadcasting live all across this country, this is Home Talk, right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. PPG Pittsburgh Paints, a nationally recognized brand name trusted by painting contractors, building owners, architects, designers, and homeowners for over 100 years, proudly presents America's favorite home improvement self-help expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. You're invited to call the program with any question or comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, home repair, or anything else pertaining to the home. And now, as we begin this hour of Home Talk, the man from the Bayou Land and the 2011 Talk Radio Host of the Year, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Welcome. Welcome to a new hour of the very best in home improvement information and education. I'm the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land, the originator. Not to duplicate it, please don't accept no substitutions. America, do you know I was green before green was even cool? Everybody often says, King, what'd that mean, green before green was cool? Hey, I've been doing this show a long, long time. I can remember when we first did this show, there was probably, 16 to 18 national home improvement shows. I think there's only four left. And God, thanks to you, I'm still here, still pumping away, providing education and information. And I started doing green subjects before it was popular. And I remember the old days. I even lost some sponsors because they didn't want me to be talking about green. Hey, King. Man, what are you doing? You're going to go ahead and push everything up. Things are going to get expensive. What are you doing? It was the right thing to do, and I'm proud of it. So again, that's where you, for Billy that's tweeting right now, Billy, that's why I got that saying, I was green before green was even cool. All right. This company here was green before it was cool, too. He's my buddy Chris Campbellman. He's with Decorators, one of the leaders in deck and railing accessories, sitting in that beautiful state of Michigan in the Grand Rapids area. I'm going to have to make myself a trip down there. Can't go do no winter, though, that's for sure. But
No. You missed a very nice summer up here, though. It's gonna be gone here soon, though.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna call you and say, hey, can I walk that river? And when you say, yeah, King, you can walk the river, I'm not showing up. But little river, you know where I think that where Gerald Ford's library is, sits on that bank of that river.
Gerald Ford Museum.
It freezes, it does. Man. I know.
No doubt it does.
I saw him skating, man. Ain't no way. See the cage man.
We figured it out.
Chris, what's going on, my friend? I had you on last month. Man, I'm disappointed. You know, the deck show has been canceled, and looks like it's not going to go on till 2021. I was looking to cover some good innovative products at the deck show in October, but and I know y'all was going to launch some good stuff, but let's get an update. What's the latest with Decorators? And let's talk about outdoor living in general, Chris.
Yeah. I mean, like you, I share the disappointment that the industry isn't going to be able to get together in October, November like we normally do. As you know, we are an industry where we like to meet and greet, go have some fun with each other, meet face to face, establish some relationships, and we're going to be missing out on that. But that being said, there's a lot of exciting things still going on in the decking industry and outdoor living. You know, we're still very much focused on meeting the demand for decking products. You know, deck was already one of the top home improvement products for homeowners that give them a strong return on their investment. It's a feature that is very important to prospective home buyers as they are looking for new homes. They want to know what the outdoor space looks like. You know, they can have that additional room off the house where they can spend time with friends and family. So we're still very much focused on meeting that demand because it's still there. As you mentioned, you know, we talk about new products a lot because that's a big hallmark of the Decorators product line and the brand. We have some exciting new products coming out for 2021. These mainly relate to decking, but we have some innovative new accessories for our railing systems as well to give them more flexibility in both appearance and function. So over the coming months, we'll be very focused on launching those products to our dealers and contractors to prep them for that 2021 selling season. And like you mentioned, like everyone else, we're doing what we can to figure out the best way to communicate these new products to our audience during a time when in-person events are just not happening. So, you know, but it's my job as a marketer to communicate and figure out where these people are residing, how they want to be communicated with, and getting the information they need. And we'll get there. It's just not what we like and what we traditionally do well. So,
yeah, and you're right. I don't know about that virtual stuff.
You know, not the same.
How are you gonna do that and have? I saw. I was looking at an episode. I'm a Supernatural nut. You know that show Supernatural. I don't know if you ever watched it, but they did at the end before each season they do a Zoom thing, and they tried it with 256 people. And it was all right, but you could see the delay. Because I know a lot of the trade shows and a lot of companies are thinking about doing a Zoom presentations, but for that kind of magnitude of people, I don't think logistically you can do a virtual trade show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. We've got a couple coming up here, Michael, and I'm kind of interested to see how they'll go. You know, I think for one, it's just unnatural for our industry to go through something like that. We're very tactile. We like to, you know, look somebody in the eye, shake their hand, and then, you know, obviously walk on the decking products, feel how sturdy the railing is. So really we're viewing these as just a way to introduce the conversation, get them interested in some new things. And then, you know, maybe we'll send them some samples, send them some items to make some displays, get them to touch and feel and use the product. But yeah, it's going to be a difficult fall for the building materials industry. There's certainly ways that we can, you know, stay in touch and keep things moving forward, but this is certainly not ideal.
Yeah, you know, repair products and do-it-yourself products and honeydew products are flying through the roof right now. Major construction jobs are a little slow, you know, because obviously people can't get out and, you know, and do the research. They have to do the research online, but it's nothing like, you know, getting that contractor to your house and putting that big job plan together, you know.
And, right.
But, you know, Chris, we recently discussed the growing demand again, in home improvement projects during this pandemic. Again, are you seeing any changes with that trend since we talked about it last?
Yeah, it's still going strong. I mean, we expected it to taper off a little bit, but there are still, you know, big long lead times on some select building products, with decking and lumber being one of them. You know, the demand is still there, but we're seeing some homeowners opting to move the project to early spring of 2021 based on that overall lack of product availability and decking contractors being out 6 to 8 weeks on projects. Homeowners just aren't looking to wait that long. So they're pushing them out a little bit. One of our big initiatives at Decorators is we are looking to build some capacity to alleviate some of these lead time issues for 2021. It's a big investment for us, but we're betting on continued growth and investment in outdoor living spaces. It's been a growing area for a while now. As you know, we've talked about it a lot, but it's really unprecedented now that people are, their lifestyle is changing based on what's going on in the world. So, you know, all this being said, if a deck project is fresh on your mind, though, now would be a good time to start researching the best products, features, and installation partners to help make your project a reality by the time spring of 2021 comes around. Yeah, it's just, we you know, there's a lot of uncertainty, but we are pretty certain that people are going to continue to invest in that outdoor space.
Wow. And, but with, let's take a short break, Chris. There's some music.
Yeah,
I got to pay some bills and hear from some of our great sponsors. We're talking to Chris Kamperman with Decorators right here on Home Talk USA. Don't forget, I'm streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. Always support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers. And let's pledge to hire a vet today. I'm the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land, the originator, not the duplicator, please. Don't accept no substitution. Man, I was green before green was even cool. I'm the Cajun Man. Y'all come back now, yeah? Yay!
conversation. Drink a little red wine. Standing in the shadow of Clifton Chenier, dancing the night away.
Are you looking for an organic weed control that's people and pet friendly? Are you tired of pulling those persistent unwanted grass and weeds which continue to grow through the cracks in your sidewalk and patio, or even in your favorite flower and shrubbery beds? Bonide has the answer with all organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer. Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is a fast-acting all organic formula. You'll start to see results within 24 hours after application. Burnout is great for eliminating weeds growing in your patio and sidewalk cracks. It can be used for preparing flower beds and vegetable gardens for planting. Burnout can be used just about any place where you need to get rid of grass and weeds. Bonide products are family made in America. All organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is available at your neighborhood farm feed store, hardware store, or garden center, or Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
Welcome back. This Cajun man from the Bayou Land, the originator, not the duplicator. Please don't accept no substitutions. I was green before green was even coal. Did you know Home Talk USA is the most downloaded and listened to home improvement show in the country? That's right. We got a lot of downloads. You can check everything out at HometalkUSA.com. When you're there, please check out our television show at HometalkTV.com. We're talking to Chris Kampfman right now with Decorators, one of the leaders in deck and railing accessories, composite decking. That's what we're talking about right here, learning what's happening in the industry. Chris, before the break, though, you was explaining a little bit about what's happening at Decorators, and you were talking about outdoor living in general, and you were talking about home improvement projects that were what you were seeing during the pandemic, the growing demand. But with the long-term performance of and warranties, I don't know, associated with composite decking, because as you know, we talked about this, where a lot of companies just warrant themselves right out of business, and their products didn't hold up. You know, choosing the right color or flood deck project is becoming more and more critical. But Chris, do you have any advice for my listeners regarding color selection when it comes to composite decking, decking product?
Yeah, Michael, it's, you know, as you're alluding to there, it's an investment for people, and they want to make sure they get it right, because these products are made to last a very long time and certainly going to outlast a lot of, you know, the average time of someone spending a home and looking to sell their home and so on. So you want to make sure you're making the right decision and making your dollars, you're spending those dollars wisely. So, you know, now more than ever, homes are where we express ourselves and tell our unique style story. As we've discussed, composite decks are one of the most sought after home features. Right now, but choosing the right deck color to complement your home can definitely feel a bit daunting for those homeowners who are doing their research out there. One tried and true way that I like to recommend to people is to zero in on the right color for them to zero in on the right colors to consider the siding and trim color of the home's exterior. You know, if the home's exterior consists of warm, neutral tones like tan or beige, consider pairing these colors with a rich look of brown variegated decking. The bold color streaking with these colors, like a rich brown, lends itself to a cohesive transition from the home's exterior to the outdoor space. An added bonus is the greenery of the landscaping. If you have a nice landscaping in your backyard, it'll pop very well against this deck and siding color scheme. Brown variegated decking also pairs well with cool neutral tones such as light or dark gray. The rich brown color of the decking makes a bold statement when paired with white composite railing and accessories. The railing will tie in very nicely with the window trim to complete the look. For those seeking a little more understated or monochromatic look, this is some of the advice we get to them is consider pairing a reddish brown decking with brown aluminum railing, as that will enhance the natural features of the home while complementing that exterior design. Gray variegated decking is a great color option for homes with white siding and black window door trim, which is a very popular exterior siding color and trim package. The color streaking with the deck board provides depth to the outdoor space. You complete this modern farmhouse look with black aluminum railing and accent lighting such as low voltage post gaps and step lights, and that allows you to create an entertainment space that you can enjoy into the evening hours. And then one last one that we like to touch on because it seems to be popular almost everywhere you go, but no matter what region you live in, there are some exterior colors that are universally popular, such as the many shades of blue. Whether the home is located near a beach or in a suburban neighborhood, pairing variegated gray decking with rich, vivid blue is an excellent choice. The subtle gray tones of the decking complement the cool tones of the blue exterior, creating a relaxing backdrop to that outdoor space. Pair that with any color railing, you know, particularly white, black, stainless, and you're going to have a look that's very timeless but also very modern.
Now, Chris, what about railing cuddles? We never talk about that. Do most homeowners match their rail to their deck or choose something that's complementary?
Yeah, it's like you were alluding to there. It's something that some people overlook. They think a lot about that decking color, but then don't initially think at the outset of how that railing is going to pair with that. And I think intuitively, a lot of homeowners feel the decking and railing should match at the outset of planning their project. However, in the end, most go with a railing color that's complementary to the deck surface and the exterior of the home. In fact, more and more homeowners are opting for another material altogether by pairing their composite deck surface with an aluminum railing. So, you know, an ever popular look is pairing gray decking with a white railing, whether that's composite railing or aluminum. This is a very traditional New England style that's also popular for cottages and lake houses. Black lint railing continues to grow in popularity for various reasons. For one, it provides an updated modern look that goes well with a lot of home styles that are popular right now. Also, as aluminum in general grows in popularity, black is naturally coming with it. The sleek black aluminum rail is a timeless look, provides excellent aesthetics and the performance of low-maintenance aluminum. It also blends well with a lot of backdrops, like a well-landscaped yard or natural views like forests, mountains, and lakes. It really just kind of falls into that whole view and doesn't obstruct it at all. Brown continues to gain some momentum in the Midwest as it works well with earth tone colors that are popular from a siding and landscape standpoint. And then something that decorators has also focused on relates to textures and finishes. Homeowners tend to prefer something with a little more depth to it, a little more texture to it, and pairing that with more of a matte finish rather than a shiny finish. They like how that coordinates well with both the exterior of the home and the landscaping. So keeping something that just really fits in with the overall exterior of the home and then the landscaping and just has to be part of it rather than working against it. That's really what we're seeing from homeowners and where they end up with their rail.
I need to tell you, Chris, that not everyone is in the market for a new deck. But I need to also tell you many homeowners and my listeners have interest in making their outdoor space more usable. And we talked about this in the past. I mean, what are your thoughts on some deck improvement products, though?
Yeah, you know, like many things, deck improvements fall into that form or function designation. You know, the form side of things relate to creating a better looking, attractive outdoor space that gives off a good first impression, whether you're having guests over or you're looking to sell your home and appeal to prospective home buyers. The function side is often related to providing homeowners with the ability to enjoy their deck and to extend the use of their outdoor space. This can be the ability to extend the use of the deck throughout the year by making it more comfortable in extremely hot weather or providing ways to make it more useful in cooler months. It also relates to the amount of time that can be spent on outdoors during any given day. This mainly relates to lighting and fire elements. So at Decorators, we have a couple of products that work really well in on that form and function side of things, whether it be aluminum balusters, post caps with solar lighting, low voltage lighting that provides both ambiance or safety to allow you to enjoy your deck more into the evening. Those are some excellent products that work well for deck improvements. And then non-decorators items that we like to talk about are to consider are just shade sails, pergolas, misters, things that allow you to utilize
your
deck.
We're out of time, Chris. I need to get
climate.
Get your website
Decorators. Decorators.com. DECKORATORS.com.
Decorators.com. Thank you so much, my friend. Thank you.
All right, Michael. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Protest over a grand jury's decision not to charge any police officers for Breonna Taylor's death continued for a third straight night in Louisville, with several demonstrators arrested for violating the city's 9 p.m. curfew. Demands to release transcripts from the grand jury hearing swelled after Breonna Taylor's family attorney Ben Crumpt accused Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron of swaying the jury. The crowds chanted, "Release the transcript," and shortly thereafter, police fired flashbangs to break up the demonstrations. Taylor, an EMT, was killed in a botched drug raid by Louisville Metro Police, in which officers entered her home with a no-knock warrant and fired off more than 30 rounds, hitting her multiple times. Only one officer was charged in the shooting, Brett Hankinson, and he was indicted on a wanton endangerment charge for firing bullets that entered a neighbor's apartment. This is USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Cajun contractor here, Michael King. Have an exhaust fan losing quite a bit of heat? Be back in a moment.
Home improvement repairs, renovations, and new construction, according to the Better Business Bureau, is number one when it comes to consumer complaints. Contractor fraud and poor craftsmanship cost consumers billions each year. It's a good idea to plan your project in advance from start to finish. Compare job plans and look for value over cost, because the lowest bid and the best deal are sometimes not better. Check references and never pay in advance. So study and do your homework and you won't become a victim.
It's a good idea to use the fan to exhaust house air that might be stale or full of excess water vapor. If you ventilate more often, you can use styrofoam as sort of a door, not fiberglass. It will be easier to put up and take down as you ventilate. Remember, always hire a state licensed insured contractor. This is Michael King at HomeTalkUSA.com with your home improvement tip of the day.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
Hey, welcome back to the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. Hey, we want to invite all of you to check out our television show at HomeTalkTV.com. We have about 60 episodes up there, and as you know, in another couple months, we're going to be shooting Season 4. It's hard to believe. We're going to be entering Season 4. We have 13 more good episodes lined up, and as soon as we can get back doing production, we're going to push out some episodes, and we're going to educate you, guide you, advise you on your home improvement projects, and you actually be able to see some of the radio guests that we have on radio, and you can actually see the products that they're talking about. So check it out, HomeTalkTV.com. All right, my next guest is David Block. He's the owner, and we're going to be talking about Outdoor Edge. We're going to be talking about Edge Knives, and they do some great stuff down there. And I wanted to go by their booth during the trade show, and as you know, all the trade shows got canceled for 2020. It won't be till 2021 before they'll start picking up the trade shows again, and we didn't have a chance to go visit David and at his booth, so we thought we'd just get him on and find out a little bit about his company. And he's on the line right now. Hey, Mr. David, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, great. Now, the name of your company is Outdoor Edge Cutlery Corporation, is located in Denver?
That is correct, yeah. Outdoor Edge Knives, you bet.
Wow, and I understand you started Outdoor Edge Knives, 32 years ago, back in 1988. That's actually when I started my, got my contractor's license in 1988, so been doing that a long time. Tell us a little bit about the history of Outdoor Edge, a little bit about you.
So, glad to share that. So, basically, kind of an American entrepreneurial success story. I basically was going to engineering school and studying mechanical engineering, and for my senior design project, I developed a new knife that basically had really not been done before. So I designed a new T-handle knife that was basically for hunters, and filed patents on that and graduated with this knife design and went into the knife business. So it's started with one knife, again, 32 years ago, and just been very fortunate, worked very hard for 32 years, and we've become a household brand name, and we sell our products all around the world and to all different retailers like Lowe's, the home improvement chain, and Do It Best, and a lot of the hardware co-ops, and we also sell to a lot of sporting goods stores as well. So, very, very fortunate to start my own business and turn it into to a real business, make a living at that.
Wow. Now, obviously you've been in business quite some years. At the trade show, this is the first time you was at the trade show. You was you was there before a lot of years at the trade show.
Yeah, we do, as a company, we do some 30 different shows a year. And as you say, with COVID, there's no shows right now. Everyone's kind of working from home and staying safe. And it's very strange and challenging times for everyone. So,
yeah. Now, great story. I mean, a lot of history. You evolved out of school. And it's amazing how our path of lives take you in a different direction. And now But starting your own business has never been easy. I can tell you, 32 years is a long time to withstand all sorts of ups and downs in the industry, the economy, what goes on, and it dictates everything. Is there a story you can share with us from when you started, say, Outdoor Edge, that really stands out in your mind?
Yeah, there's several stories. One I'd like to share with you is we were talking about trade shows. So I went to our first show was the SHOT Show, Shooting Hunting Outdoor Trade Show in Las Vegas back in 88. And then after that, I went to the Minnesota Deer Classic and set up a booth there. I was been in business for basically 2 months and was selling my knife for the first time. And a guy came up to the booth, and I showed him my knife, and he says, "Well, what do you do?" And I go, "Well, what do you mean?" He goes, what do you do for a living?" I said, "Well, I've got Outdoor Edge, and I'm selling this knife." And he goes, "Well, you can't make a living at that." And I go, "Well, I don't think I want to talk to you anymore." You know, didn't say that, but like basically he was busting my bubble, and I was just like, not what I wanted to hear. And, needless to say, he was right. You know, I couldn't make a living off one knife. So then I made another one and another one. And now we have some 140 different models on our line and become a international distributed brand. So, a lot of hard work, a lot of perseverance, and a lot of no quit. You know, just go. Very passionate about my idea and making it a success. So, glad to share that story. And it's been it's really been a great run. I really, really feel fortunate for all that I've put in.
Well, if you put out a good,
where we are now.
If you put out a great product at a fair price, you start off on a good foundation, so you have a recipe for success. Because once the word out that you have a quality product, the rest takes care of itself, you know. And that, but yeah, you're right. If you can come up with multi-purpose use knives or different styles to use for different things, I always say it's just hard to be a one-trick pony in this industry, you know. And that's why a lot of one-trick ponies don't make it, because of the cost of taking a product to market. You can't have just one product, you know. Obviously COVID has impacted all of us, everyone. And these are certainly, as you know, David, some trying times and challenging times. But I want to find out, we have to take a short break, how has COVID impact Outdoor Edge's business when we come back off break, okay? So just hold on that thought right there. I got to hear from some of our great sponsors. Please go to our website at HometalkUSA.com. Patronize all our great sponsors, because without our sponsors, there would be no Home Talk. There would be no Michael King. We're entering our 23rd year on the air. That's a long time. 23 years been on the air, talking to you, guiding you, advising you on your home improvement projects. Always support your local Japan Harbor stores and garden centers. Now let's pledge to hire a vet today. I'm the Cage Man. Y'all come back now. You here? Yay! Are you worried about mosquitoes ruining your barbecue? How about those mosquitoes that you have been hearing about in the news, which are spreading that Zika and West Nile virus? Cajun Man here. Let Bonide help you take care of this problem with some easy-to-use mosquito beater products. You see, mosquitoes love wet, damp areas, standing or slow-moving water. If this describes your property, you need to use Bonide's mosquito beater water soluble pouches that kill the mosquito larvae before they turn into flying, biting adult mosquitoes. Why wait? Start protecting your family today. Stop on your way home to pick up some Bonide's mosquito beater products. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide mosquito beater can be found at your neighborhood hardware stores, garden centers, or farm stores. So just go to Bonide to find a retailer near you. Again, Bonide products are family made in America.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Hey, welcome
Don't forget, Home Talk TV, HomeTalkTV.com. That's right, don't forget, every Saturday, 11 o'clock Eastern Time, HomeTalkTV.com. That's where our television show airs. You can catch, well, we air on regular cable, but we might not be in your area. If we not, just go to HomeTalkTV.com. We got 60 episodes sitting there. New episode every Saturday at 11 o'clock Eastern Time, so you get to check out episodes. And if you have an idea for a good episode of Home Talk USO, send me an email. Home Talk, Michael King, 1350@yahoo.com. Hey, we're talking to David Block. He's the president and founder of Outdoor Edge Cutlery Corporation. We're talking to David, learning a little bit about Outdoor Edge, his knives. He's in the knife business. I call it the, he started the Outdoor Edge Knives back in 1988, so he's on the line right now. But I want to find out, David, how did COVID really impact, well, it really impacted all of us, but how has COVID impacted Outdoor Edge's business, though?
So yeah, as we all know, these are very tragic times for the whole world, and everyone's been affected by COVID. You know, one of the things when we went into the lockdown mode back in March, we supply hardware stores and farm and ranch businesses were deemed essential businesses. So we were fortunate that we never shut down our business, so we stayed operational through the lockdown period. And I tell you, when March came around and the news got really bad, I really thought the sky was falling. I thought we're really really in for some tough times ahead, and we certainly are. We're still dealing with that, but I never imagined that if you look at the home improvement market, you know, hardware stores again stayed open as essential businesses, and so hardware. I think, you know, one of the benefits is very few businesses have benefited from COVID, you know, and Outdoor Edge has benefited for the fact that many people with their time at home are fixing up their houses. They're into home improvement. So the hardware market is doing really well. I mean, I read this morning that Walmart's businesses has been double as a result of COVID. So we've been very fortunate there. And then the other side of our business, we sell knives for hunting and sporting goods and outdoor use. So, you know, with COVID, nobody's going to Europe. They're not going to Mexico. They're not going to Vegas for fun. They're going and recreating in the safest place you possibly can, and that's the great outdoors. So we make a lot of knives for outdoor use and hunting and fishing and outdoors. So we're looking at having a record year of business. Would never thought that COVID would improve things, and I thought it was really going to hurt us, and it's actually improved our business, and we're doing really well.
Well, I made a comment last week, and I took a lot of heat, and I basically said that, you know, the people that live responsibly in these crises are coming out, you know, they're surviving, and they're doing things. I mean, you don't need a lot of money, operating money, if you're not doing things with your money, if you've got nothing to spend it on. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And when I made a statement, I said, you know, the people that are struggling and really hurting is the people that live their life irresponsibly, maybe living over their means, maybe bought a house they shouldn't have bought on the, you know, I told somebody the other day is that, you know, when interest rates are low, people buy more house. I tell people when interest rates are low, buy less house. What are you talking about? You know, if my note's, you know, $2,000, ordinarily I can only afford a $400,000 home, but now I can afford a $600,000 home because the interest rate's only 2.9. But here's the problem. Things get a little rough, and you have to support that $600,000 home. You know, so people that didn't live over their means is surviving. And I made that statement, and I took a lot of heat from that. But, hey, it's the truth, you know. And the people that do responsible things can survive under adverse conditions. This is a great economy we live in, a great country, great companies, great innovators. And you made some good statements, and that's why we're going to get through it, you know. This show has been here 22 years. It ain't going anywhere unless the network goes bankrupt, and I can't control that. Maybe I'll just buy the network. What do you think, huh, Dave?
Yeah.
I'll just buy it. I'll just buy it. It'll be a plan. I'll just buy it, you know. Hey, Rush Limbaugh bought it, you know, bought one, so hey, what can I buy with?
But I don't make $60 million a year. You know, I wish I did. But, Dave, hold on that thought right there. We got to take a short break. I got some more questions I need to ask you about Outdoor Edge. Hang on right here. I know we got off track a little bit. But, hey, it's a good conversation. And great company. Outdoor Edge Cuttery Corporation. Great company. And just think, Dave, you ain't paying me anything to say that. You know, it's the truth. So. We're going to take a short break right here. Home Talk. Home Talk USA. HomeTalkUSA.com. HomeTalkTV.com. I'm the Cage Man. Y'all come back. Now you here? Yay! Maybe get a little conversation. Drink a little red wine. Standing in the shadow of Clifton Chenier. Dancing the night away.
Attention all Home Talk USA radio listeners. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack's works two ways, on contact or when the insect feeds. This will ensure that your insect problems are over. Captain Jack's controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Captain Jack's all-organic insect control is available in easy-to-use dust, liquid concentrate, ready-to-use, and ready-to-spray containers with built-in spray applicator. Pick up some Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew today at your local neighborhood garden center, hardware, or feed stores. Or just visit Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Aye.
Welcome back to the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. We're talking to David Block, president and founder of Outdoor Edge Knives and Tools. It's called Outdoor Edge Cutlery Corporation. Hey, David, is that one word that best describes Outdoor Edge? What would that word be?
I would say if there's one word to define Outdoor Edge, it's innovation. And, you know, as the company owner and head designer, I try to make our product the very best it can be. I try to make it fully functional. I look at, you know, there's a lot of knives out there. There's a lot of competition. And I try to make our knives better, make them perform
wow.
better, make give them more features, make them sharper, stronger, cut better. So a lot of details go into making a good knife, and that's really my goal is to give the people what they want and give them a quality tool that
wow.
not going to cost a lot, but it's going to really do the job for them. And really
very
well
said. But the biggest advantage you have, you are the company's chief designer and not only the owner, and that's a good combination when you can actually design and build your own products and don't have to have a staff of product builders and the owner or the CEO of a company is just a salesperson. You know what I'm saying?
We've grown into a successful business, but we still maintain that small family company culture.
Wow.
I'm very hands-on with everything
what?
I do, and
wow.
I know every employee by their first name. So
that's good.
It means a lot to me.
Yeah. What are the most important features that go into designing and producing a quality knife, though, as a chief designer, David?
Well, a knife is truly a hand tool. It's an extension of your hand. So basically, when I design a knife, I make that handle as comfortable as possible. Really, the grip ergonomics are really critical because everything you do with your hand translates to that blade. So making the handle very ergonomic, and when you're cutting things, you're changing your grip. You're turning the knife around. You're cutting from different angles. So I make the handle extremely comfortable no matter how you grip it, inverted grip, side grip. So any way you can possibly grip that knife, it feels just right in the hand. And what you do with your hand goes into the blade, goes into cutting performance. So,
David, I'm sorry, we're out of time, my friend. Man, I could have another hour with you. Really a good guest, and I wish all the success for Outdoor Edge in the future. Give us that website. How can we learn more about Outdoor Edge?
Well, again, our knives are available through distributors and retailers like Lowe's and various hardware stores, sporting goods stores like Cabela's, Bass Pro Shops, and you can also go on Amazon and buy our knives. There's a lot of products under Outdoor Edge listing, and then also for more information, visit our website at outdooredge.com.
Thank you so much, my friend. Got to run up against the clock. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, David.
Care.
Outdoor Edge. All right, that about does it for another hour. Another one in the can. I'm the Cajun Man. This is Home Talk USA. Yay!
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.